O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Job 42, verses 1 through 6. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Shepherd of My Soul by Jonathan Ogden, Kalani Koyejo, and Nathan Sterling. With a washed sound and laid-back surf rock vibes, this song is a musical representation of letting go. Close vocal harmonies are supported by rapid guitar picking and light percussion.
And Lord of the mountains, I see you are treading a path for me. God of the seasons and sky, you have always been holding my life. And Lord, you are the shepherd of my soul. So I lay down my plans, I give up my rights, let you take control of this surrendered life. Trust in the one who created the stars and the sun. Oh, you are eternally kind, always faithful and endlessly wise. Lord, you are the shepherd of my soul. So I lay down. Control of the surrendered life. And Lord, you are the shepherd of my soul. So I lay down my plans, I give up my rights, and let you take control of the surrendered life. You comfort, you sustain, in shaking you remain, unmoved and unafraid, forever and always you lead me, by still waters lead me, through the valleys lead me, in your wisdom, shepherd of my soul. You comfort, you sustain, in shaking you remain, unmoved and unafraid, forever and always you lead me, by still waters lead me, through the valleys lead me, in your wisdom, shepherd of my soul. Thank you.
Job chapter 42, verses 1 through 6. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear. But now my eye sees you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Throughout the book of Job, Job has been asking for one thing, an audience with God. And finally, now at the end of the book, he gets the thing for which he had been asking. And afterwards, Job comes to a difficult but important realization. He didn't know what he was asking for. He didn't see or understand nearly as much as he thought he did. He realizes, according to verse 3, that he had hid wisdom with his questions and complaints, which were without knowledge. He admits that he uttered what he did not understand and said things which he did not know. So what does he do? In verse 6, he repents in dust and ashes. Job's repentance is the right and natural response to the reality of God's power and holiness, realities that should not be denied, even when it feels like the rug is being pulled out from under us, even when our whole world is falling apart. But even though Job had hid wisdom with his speech, he wasn't cast out. In fact, the opposite happens. God lavished tremendous blessings on him as a powerful demonstration of his grace. We learn in verse 17 that Job died an old man and full of days, with his losses restored and possessions increased. One commentator writes, "We should also say on the basis of Job that things are never so bad that God is not present and able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think." The story of Job, though drenched in pain, ends on a happy note. But a careful reading of the book of Job helps us to know that the peace and joy Job goes on to experience are not primarily the result of God's restoring his earthly riches to him. Far more important to Job is the fact that he has encountered the God of the universe and has come away with a deeper and more profound understanding of him. In these next few moments, I'd encourage you to pray that God would reveal himself to you in a deeper and more profound way. Ask him to help you hear his wisdom amid your questions and complaints, a wisdom that finds its full expression in Jesus, the most powerful embodiment of God's grace. Pray that the Spirit would help you to see and find joy in Jesus, regardless of your circumstances. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth. But make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I am to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I am to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I am to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I am to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.